Hello there, folks. Another one from me in terms of the audio boost. This is going to be about Randy Orton and SmackDown in general. My feelings are that since Orton's been put on SmackDown, it's been a full-on benefit for his career. We've seen a slight character change, which is sometimes, arguable as to where it's going, as he seems to be channeling either the Bushwhackers or Hacko Jim Duggan. Not a bad move, but a bit of an odd one all the same. Otherwise, his wrestling skill has seemed to come back to the fore. When on Raw, his wrestling was a bit slow at times and criticised quite a lot. Maybe not so much in 2011 anyway, but 2010 maybe it was a bit slowed down and, you know, people were saying he was like John Cena because his wrestling style had changed. Since coming back to SmackDown, I don't know if they've said you're starting more free or, you know, whatever, but I think he's putting on a lot of good matches. I can't actually remember that bad match he had since coming to SmackDown. Whereas when he was on Raw for the past few, months and years, he was a big name, yes, but he wasn't exactly the Orton we'd seen in, 2004, 2005, 2006, and so forth. Otherwise with SmackDown, in addition to Orton doing fantastic, I think Zack Ryder, R-Truth, and John Morrison, I like that they're on SmackDown, but I don't see what it achieves. Wanted to achieve in the run of where's it going. I mean, it's probably going to set some sort of R-Truth Morrison matchup at SummerSlam, but I don't know if this is some sort of start at the end of the brand divide, or if this is just a way to market the R-Truth Morrison match, because to give that some airtime, which maybe it wouldn't get on Raw. In saying that, it is getting airtime on Raw with the Mysterio and Miz tagging with R-Truth and Morrison respectively. So I'm not entirely sure why they're on SmackDown, but hey ho, I'm not the booker. Zack Ryder, I'm liking the involvement he's got. Again, don't know why he's on SmackDown when he's wrestling on Raw 2. Who knows, but still, he's got a very good presence. I'm not maybe enjoying his segments as much as I have done on his internet-based show, if the name leaves me for the timing. But I haven't enjoyed them as much as that. What can be said, though, is his outing against Ezekiel Jackson was actually quite entertaining. And certainly worth the watch. It was, I thought, oh god, they're going to squash him here, but he actually got some good times, good exposure, good run in, go against Ezekiel. If I'm honest, I'm not keen on the whole body slams before torture rack thing. I don't know, just on this edition of SmackDown especially, I noticed that they didn't seem to be full-on powerful body slams. They just seemed to be kind of dropping. I don't know, they didn't look powerful. Like, if he's going to do that, maybe do those, then some sort of big power slam off the ropes and then do the torture rack. Just gives it that much more, rather than slowing the match right down to body slams and then... But hey ho, well, at least Zack's getting some exposure. I think it's positive. Because it did look like it's interesting, at least, to sort of see where it's going to go. Because Ted DiBiase, Cody Rhodes involved with that, so I don't know why they're taking that. But it'd be nice to see the belt on Cody, I think. Ziggy Jackson's doing a decent job, I suppose. But I think Cody would use the belt more wisely. I'd like to see him use the belt as maybe a mirror and, use it as a reflection on, reflection-based puns and ways of working that out. And I think it'd be very entertaining should he do that. But anyway, that's all I've got to say on that because these are 5 minutes, of course. So it's all I've got to do for now. But catch you later, folks, and hope you enjoy.